Okay, so first of all, what is Media Democracy Day for those who haven't heard of it?
It's a one-day public forum on media and communications issues in general. And the idea is to educate people about what's going on in media, media concentration, and internet issues, and to encourage people to get involved and engaged in those issues and to kind of take action on them.
So why is media democracy necessary? What shortcomings do you see in the way Canadian media is currently organized?
Well, there's a lot of issues that come up. I mean, one is that traditional media is very concentrated in Canada. BC is a great example. CanWest, one outlet that has a pretty conservative bias, owns most of the local media in Vancouver. They own The Daily. They own which is Vancouver Sun. They own The Province. They own The National Post, as well as TV and radio. So that's problematic, having one fairly conservative outlet control that much of our media. So that's one of the issues that comes up. And then on the flip side of that is there's also independent and community and campus media that is sort of trying to, you know, breathe new energy into dialogue and debate, and they're usually struggling to reach a larger audience. So Media Democracy Day, a big part of the day is kind of trying to figure out how to support independent media, find out about new independent media projects, and like figure out ways to like align them better and to promote them and get them more exposure. So those are two really big issues. And more recently, there's been kind of a bit more of a focus on internet issues. For example, the issue of net neutrality. I'll be doing a workshop on that, and basically the issue is the internet service providers are trying to take control of the internet. They're trying to decide which internet services we have access to. So they're kind of trying to become gatekeepers of the internet.
So the internet is a platform for people to overcome this media concentration. But can you maybe speak to a bit about what sources or services we're in danger of losing should the net not remain neutral?
Probably the best example of kind of how this can happen was in 2003. The TELUS union was striking, and TELUS didn't want them to have a voice, so they completely blocked their website. So they have the power to do that. They have the same technology that the government in Iran and China have to censor us, but they do it for commercial interest rather than for government interest. You know, that's one example. Another one is they slow down access to BitTorrent technology, which a lot of people use for sharing and distributing videos, and that's already happening. And this is like one of the most radically democratic technologies on the internet. So again, this is a technology that is used a lot by independent media, and that's being stifled and slowed down. So in terms of the future, what they're pushing towards is having a two-tiered internet. So if you have a lot of money, like CanWest, for example, you can buy into like a fast lane internet. You know, it's like TV, like it works really well. And if you're an independent media group or an individual, you have to go on the slow lane internet to get your content out, which no one will want to use. So it's a little bit more like, community TV, where you only have, a little bit more like TV, where the community TV station has, the really weird hours on the Shaw station, and that's really all they have access to, whereas the big corporations have all the rest of the television medium. So that's the kind of model they're moving us towards.
It's my understanding that the CRTC is currently reviewing how companies use the web and regulate the web themselves, basically.
Yep.
Do you have any insight of what's come out of that?
Yeah, I went to the CRTC traffic management hearing in the summer, and I testified before them at that. And they just had a ruling on that, and what they decided was that that these internet service providers should not slow down access to technologies unless they have no other option. So, for example, if the internet is like way too congested and they have no other option, like they just like have to deal with it, then they can slow down certain technologies. So the problem with this is that they're not enforcing it yet, and they're basically putting it on people like myself I run a coalition called SaveOurNet.ca that works on this issue, and they're basically putting it to us to prove the case. So, it's a step forward because they put out like a framework for net neutrality, but the ISPs are still controlling the medium and slowing down things. We have to basically lodge a well evidenced complaint to the CRTC proving that this activity is not necessary. So, in a nutshell, they took a small step in the right direction, and we need to push that small step into a big step.